谢主，大家晚安。
Good evening to everyone.
小弟因为到马来西亚去参加世界代表大会。
And I was recently in Malaysia attending the World Delegates Conference.
回来经过这里，因为明天、后天有总会的会议。
And I came by through here because there is the U.S. General Assembly meeting tomorrow.
所以很高兴今天晚上能够跟我们大家一起来聚会敬拜神。
I'm very delighted to be here tonight to worship God with everybody here.
我们今天晚上来学习圣灵的果子。
And tonight we shall learn about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第五章里面有谈到九种圣灵的果子。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 9 records nine fruits of the Holy Spirit.
当然我们今天晚上没有办法讲完。
And of course, we are not able to touch upon all of them tonight.
我们从圣灵的果子来学习一些属灵上的教训。
But from these fruits of the Spirit, let us gain some of the spiritual teachings.
首先我们看马太福音第七章。
Let's first turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew 7.
15:16. 其里里岂能摘无花果呢？17.
Verse 17.
这样凡好树都结好果，唯独坏树结坏果子。18.
Verse 18.
好树不能够结坏果子，坏树也不能够结好果子。这里讲到有两种不一样的果子。
Here talks about two types of fruits.
当然我们要结好果。
Of course, we shall bear good fruits.
尤其要结出圣灵的果子来。
Especially the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
当然有人在问说啊，到底什么叫做圣灵充满？
There are some people who ask, what does it mean to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
为什么有些人啊，好像得圣灵啊，但是他的行为并没有比别人好？
How come it seems that though some people receive the Holy Spirit, but yet their deeds...Or their actions are not better than the others.
所以有的人就对圣灵的问题啊产生一些怀疑。
And therefore, people begin to doubt the Holy Spirit.
但事实上啊，圣灵充满很重要的。
In reality, being filled with the Spirit is very important.
哥林多前书十二章里面说啊，圣灵临到会显在我们的身上。
First Corinthians chapter 12.Records that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it will be manifested
on us. 让我们得益处。
And it will do us good.
所以当圣灵临到的时候，当然我们身体会震动，会说方言。
So when the Spirit comes upon us, our bodies will tremble and we will speak in tongues.
很多啊，外在的属灵上的一些体验。
There are many external physical experiences that we may feel.
有人会唱灵歌。
There are some people who may sing spiritual songs.
看异象。
See visions.
或者是经历了圣灵的医治。
Or receive healing by the Spirit.
那是圣灵的充满啊。除了说这个外在的现象以外
But other than these physical manifestations of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵要进到我们内心里面
The Spirit will also enter into our inner being,
让我们的生命啊能够得到更新
So that our life may be renewed.
所以得圣灵充满的人啊有圣灵有力量来帮助他过一种得胜的生活。
And so the people who are filled with the Holy Spirit will once again renew their strength and be able to live a life full of strength and victory.
因为我们人带着肉体啊，有一些属肉体上的一些私欲。
And since we live in the flesh, we have many desires of the flesh.
虽然有时候靠我们自己灵修啊，但是很难得胜。
And even though we try to cultivate ourselves spiritually, we're unable to prevail.
所以保罗说啊，我想行的善事我行不出来。
And so Paul says that the good deeds that I wish to do, I cannot do it.
我不愿意做的不好的事情，却偏偏改不掉。
And yet the things I do not wish to do, I cannot get rid of.
因为光靠我们人的修养啊，有一定的限度。
Because by our own human ways of cultivating ourselves, there is a limitation.
那圣灵充满以后，就给我们力量，让我们得胜。
But when the Spirit fills us, it will give us a renewed strength.
所以我们看到说，学生灵恩会或青年神训班的时候
，So when we observe the student spiritual convocation or the national youth
这些学生啊，他们每天花了很多时间在祷告。
The students spend much of their days in prayer.
我们可以看到他们生命在改变。
And we can observe the transformations in their life.
很多啊，以前改不掉了不好的习惯了，但圣灵帮助，很自然的就把它改掉了。
Many of the old habits that they've had before were naturally rid of.
圣灵会帮助我们驻守肉体上的情欲。
The Holy Spirit will help us overcome the desires of the flesh.
那除了把这个不好的习惯改掉以外
，Besides removing these bad habits，
圣灵给我们更积极的，就是把圣灵美好的一些果子啊，把那个彰显出来。
The Holy Spirit also gives us the fruits that we can reveal。
那所以战胜罪恶的力量啊，就是消极的。
And so the power to overcome。Our desires is also another aspect that the Spirit helps us with.
结出圣灵的果子啊，这才是更积极的。
But the more important part is the fruits of the Holy Spirit that we can manifest.
啊，借着圣灵的充满呐，啊，这两方面呢，就都能够做得到。
And through the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit, we can achieve these two things.
耶稣在这里讲到说，我们要防备假先知。
Jesus tells us here that we should beware of the false prophets.
因为他们外面看起来好像羊一样，因为他们披着羊皮。
Now, for outwardly, they look like sheep.
但是却是残暴的狼。
But yet, inwardly, they're ravenous wolves.
我们知道这个羊跟狼啊，是完全不一样的动物。
We know that sheep and wolves are a direct contrast.
那这个羊啊，它本性很驯良。
The characteristic of a sheep is one that is quite meek.
非常的柔和。
And tender and calm.
好，啊，但是豺狼就非常的凶暴，非常的残忍。
But the ravenous wolf is very aggressive and is prone to attack.
那所以羊跟狼在性情上啊。跟着生活方式啊，是完全不一样的。
And so the lifestyle and the characteristics between the sheep and the wolf is completely different.
那虽然有些豺狼它披着羊皮。
So even though some of the wolves are wearing sheep's clothing.
那当然看起来行动上好像跟羊一样。
And they even act or walk like sheep.
但是因为它本性是不一样的。
But because their nature is different.
所以暂时假装一段时间了，久了以后，他自然那个本性就会显露出来。
So even though they can temporarily portray a sheep, after a long duration, their true nature, true self will come out.
所以这个假先知也是一样。
And the same is with the false prophet.
因为他们所传的不是纯正得救的福音。
For the gospel that they preach is not the truth.
他们常常啊，以敬虔成为他们得力的门路。
And they often use
用虔诚啊啊，成为他们得到利益的一种途径。
They often use eagerness of faith as their way.
啊，当然有时候他们也装作很有信心，非常有爱心。
And so many times they pretend to have much love and much faith.
啊，但是实际上啊，他的本质啊，不是神的先知。
But in reality, their nature is not that of a prophet of God.
虽然能够表装一时啊，但是最后他的本质就显露出来。
So they, even though they can pretend for a while, in the end, their true nature will be
revealed. 因为假装的没有办法啊，没有办法一直的装到底。
For they can not to pretend until the end.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说啊，我们可以从他们的果子啊，来认出他们来。
Jesus says that we can recognize them by their fruits.
讲到说好的树自然就会结好果子。
Here it says that good trees bears good fruit.
坏的树结好坏果子。
But bad trees bear bad fruit.
有时候我们看股市跟看它的外表啊，我们看不出来是好是坏。
When we see a fruit from its from the outside, we cannot tell whether it's good or bad.
因为有的不好的树，它也是长得非常的茂盛，而且树叶很多，很清脆。
Rather, when we look at a tree, we cannot tell whether it is good or bad.
所以你光看这个外表啊，没有办法分辨。
So if we just look at the outer appearance, you can't distinguish it.
当然你看它所结出来的果子啊，就知道说这一棵树好不好了。
But you can tell whether a tree is good by the fruits that they bear.
好的树啊，当然就结好果子。
Good trees bear good fruits.
啊，不好的树就没有办法结好果子。
And bad trees are unable to bear good fruit.
因为它的生命不一样。
Because their life is different.
所以它表现出来的行为也就不一样了。
So the deeds that they reveal are going to be different.
好，我们再看马太福音七章的二十二节。
Let's also look at Matthew 7 verse 22.
马太福音七章二十二节。
Matthew 7 verse 22.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？二三节。
Verse 23。
我就明明的告诉你们，告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。就是在这里更进一步讲，称呼主啊主啊的人啊，不一定都能够进神的国。
Jesus further says here that those that say Lord, Lord, shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
要遵行天父主意的人才能够进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
当然主耶稣再来的时候，有很多人会说，主啊主啊，我们都奉你的名在医病赶鬼。
And many will say to him during that day that Jesus comes again, that Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in your name and cast out demons.
那主耶稣说啊，我不认识你们，你们离开我吧。
Jesus says that he will say, I do not know you, depart from me.
那为什么这些人呢，称呼主啊主啊，但是主耶稣说不认识他们呢？
So why does Jesus not recognize these people whom call him Lord, Lord?
虽然有的人啊，称呼主啊主啊，但是呢却没有按照主的吩咐来行。
Although people say in their mouth, Lord, Lord, yet they do not follow it up with their actions.
请看路加福音六章四十六节。
Please look at Luke chapter 6 verse 46.
路加福音六章四十六节。
Luke 6 verse 46.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？所以在称呼主啊主啊的人啊，不见得每一个人都照主的吩咐主的旨意在行。
From here we can see that although there are many who call the Lord, who call Jesus Lord, Lord, yet they do not follow his words.
所以有的人称呼主啊主啊，但是主的教训啊，他们根本不遵守。
Even though they call him Lord, Lord, they do notlearn any of his, perform any of his teachings.
所以虽然称呼主啊主啊，但是主说我不认识你们。
And so even though they call him Lord, Lord, yet the Lord says that he never knew them.
说你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
You evildoers depart from me.
他们又说啊，我们都奉你的名在传道，奉你的名赶鬼行异能。
They also say that we have prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name.
不承认他们。
But yet Jesus did not acknowledge them.
所以让我们知道说啊，这个结果是跟恩赐啊，是两个不一样的。
So it tells us here that bearing the fruit and receiving the gifts are two different things.
为着要造就教会，要着让福音传开，所以神按照需要把不一样的恩赐赐给人。
In order to prosper the church and edify the church and prosper the gospel, God has given many gifts to different people.
目的是要彼此服侍来建立基督的身体。
The purpose is to mutually serve each other to establish and build upon the body of Christ.
但是这个恩赐不保证我们能够得救。
But these gifts do not guarantee our salvation.
所以有的人啊，好像门徒被主耶稣差遣出去传道理回来。
Like many of the disciples whom were sent out by Jesus to preach.
他们很高兴对主耶稣说啊，主啊，你的名字很好用。
After they have returned, they say, Lord, your name is indeed very good to use.
我们奉你的名赶鬼啊，结果魔鬼的怕，魔鬼就逃走了。
We call upon your name to cast out Satan, and they all depart.
主耶稣说啊，你们不要因为魔鬼啊被赶出去啊，你们有赶鬼的恩赐来高兴。
But Jesus says, do not be delighted because you have this power to cast out evil spirits.
所以你们要因着你们的名字记在天上的生命册上，这样来高兴。
Delight in that your name will be written in the book of life.
所以这个恩赐是我们来做圣工啊，来建设教会。
So the gifts that we receive are the gifts that we should use to build up the church.
但是恩赐不是我们得救的保障。
But gifts are not a guarantee of our salvation.
真正跟得救有关系的就是我们的果子。
What is truly related to our salvation are the fruits that we bear.
所以主耶稣说，我拣选了你们。
So Jesus says that I have called you.
啊，所以就是要分派你们去结果子。
So that you may go out and bear good fruit.
啊，让你们的果子长存，让你们向父求什么，我都要应许。
And that your fruits may persist, and whatever you ask from the Father, you shall receive.
所以你们要常常连属在我身上。啊，你们就能够多多结果子。
And so you must continually be attached to me so that you can continue to bear.
啊，借着这些果子啊，来荣耀神的名。
And through these good fruits, glorify the name of God.
所以让我们知道说，结果子啊，比得恩赐啊更重要。
Tells us that bearing good fruit is better than receiving gifts.
我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章
Galatians 5
22
Galatians 5 verse 22
五章二十二节
Galatians 5:22
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实二十三节
23
温柔节制这样的事没有律法禁止这里讲到圣灵所结的九种果子。
The scripture records nine fruits of the spirit here.
啊，但是我们知道这个果子啊，在原文上它是用单式。
In the original text, the word fruit was singular.
啊，所以虽然有九样的果子，但它是一个整体呀。
So even though they list nine types of fruits, there was only one whole fruit.
因为是一位圣灵的感动，啊，让我们结出九种圣灵啊，啊，不一样的形态。
And because of the movement of the Holy Spirit, we are able to manifest these nine kinds of fruits.
啊，但是这九种的果子啊，都互相有关系的。
And these nine fruits are all interrelated.
一个得圣灵充满的人啊，就多多少少会有这种的形态的表现。
A person who is filled by the Holy Spirit will have some effect of these nine fruits.
那一般人呢，就把这个九种果子把它分成三部分。
So people divide these fruits into three categories.
第一部分就是仁爱、喜乐跟和平。
The first is
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
The first is love, joy, and peace.
那这三个果子就是得圣灵的基本的本质啊，的一种表现。
These three fruits are the three fundamental effects of receiving the Holy Spirit.
那接下来的忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实跟温柔。
And the long-suffering, kindness, and goodness, faithfulness and gentleness.
就是得圣灵充满的人啊。对人所表现出来的态度。
These are the actions that people who have been filled by the Holy Spirit will show to others.
啊，最后一个节制啊，就是爱主体的表现。
The last one, self-control, is one which demonstrates love to oneself.
啊，所以这是一般在了解这个九种圣灵的果子啊。
And so this is what, how we come to understand these nine kinds of fruits.
我们今天晚上来学习前面的三个。
And tonight we shall learn about the first three.
第一个说仁爱。
The first, love.
这是基督徒最根本的特性。
This is a very fundamental trait of Christians.
那所以有的人说啊，用一个房子来讲，这仁爱好像地基一样。
Some people describe it as a building, that love would be the foundation.
啊，然后这个喜乐啊，就是这个房子的结构啊，那个和平啊，就是房子的屋顶。
And that joy would be the building's structure, and peace would be its ceiling, a roof.
所以一层一层的往上啊，彼此都有互相的紧密关系。
And so they all are interrelated and build upon each other.
有希腊文的这个爱字啊，有三个不一样的形态。
The word love in Greek has three different kinds of descriptions.
一般我们讲的这个是圣爱。圣爱叫做 agape。
The one that we speak about the most is spiritual love or
神爱世人的那一种爱。
The kind of love in John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
哥林多前书十三章所讲的爱也是圣爱。
The love referred to in 1 Corinthians 13 is also this type of love.
这里所讲的这个仁爱啊，就是跟哥林多前书啊是同样一个字眼。
The love mentioned here is the same as a love mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13.
当然，另外有一些字啊，像那个亲情的爱。
And
还有肉体上的爱，那个是不一样的字眼。
There's also a love between fellow brothers, filios, and also eros.
那这一种爱啊，是出于神。
And but this love, agape, is from God.
啊，是非常神圣的。
It is very holy.
啊，是神对我们人啊，没有条件、毫无保留的那一种爱。
It is the unconditional and unreserved love that God has for us.
所以神为着爱我们，把所有最宝贵的东西都赐给我们。
And because of this love He has for us, He has given us everything that we need.
连他的独生爱主都替我们牺牲了。
And even His only beloved Son.
所以罗马书第八章里面说啊，
In Romans chapter 8 it says,
既然神把最宝贵的儿子都替我们死掉了，
Since God has given us His one and only beloved Son.
啊，他还有什么东西啊，会保留下来不给我们的呢？
What else would He keep from us?
啊，就是神对我们人的爱。
This is the love that God gives to us.
所以，借着耶稣基督啊，替我们舍命，说神的爱就这样显明出来。
Through the sacrifice that Christ has given us, this love of God has been revealed to us.
因为神本身就是爱。
For God Himself is love.
神命令的总归就是爱。
And God's greatest commandment is love.
神立法一切的总纲也就是爱。
And the theme of all of His statutes and laws are around love.
有一个律法师问主耶稣说啊，律法哪一条最大？
A lawyer asked Jesus, which commandment is the greatest?
他说啊，律法的第一条就是尽心尽性尽力真爱主你的神。
He says the first is to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your might, and with all your soul.
其次就是爱人如己。
And the next is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以主耶稣就把所有的律法把它归纳成为两条。
And so Jesus has summarized all the commandments into two.
其实就是十条诫命啊。是爱神跟爱人啊两部分。
And these are what also the aspects of the Ten Commandments, loving God and loving man.
啊，但是爱神的人啊，一定会爱人。
Those people who love God will naturally love their neighbors.
因为你没有办法爱那个看得见的人呢，你怎么能够爱那个看不到的神？
For if you cannot even love the person whom you can physically see, how can you love a God whom you cannot see?
所以一个人如果让神的爱充满了，他很自然会爱神，会爱人。
So if a person is filled with the love of God, he will naturally love those around him.
所以一个人如果有爱心了，说他就出属入生了，他是属神的人了。如果没有爱心的，他不认识神。
And so if a person does not have love, he will not know God.
啊，将来我们要在审判台前啊，就凭着我们的爱心来得胜。
And so in future, in the judgment, when we're in the judgment seat, we will be judged by our love.
啊，当然这个爱心啊，当然从爱我们的亲人，爱我们的弟兄姊妹， 啊，然后扩大爱众人，啊，最高的境界就是爱仇敌。
And so besides loving our relatives, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and our acquaintances, our greatest task is to love our enemies.
啊，这一种的爱啊，不是一般人的爱。
This kind of love is not this common love that can be seen.
所以主耶稣说啊，如果人家爱你，你才爱他。
Jesus says that if you love someone because they have loved you,
啊，那你有什么可以夸口的地方呢？
Then what can you boast about?
说税吏罪人也是这样。
The sinner, the tax collector is the same way.
说我们要成为天父的儿女。
So for us to become the sons and daughters of Christ,
就是要效法我们天上的父。
We shall obey our heavenly Father.
他出太阳造好人，也造不好的人。
He created a good people and also a bad people.
那降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
He created the sun for good and bad people and also gave rain to the righteous and unrighteous.
我们有那个爱心对待他，我们就可以称为天父的儿女了。
And so if people mistreat us, yet we're able to show love to them, then we can truly be considered sons and daughters of God.
但是这样的爱啊，很不容易做到。
But this kind of love is indeed very hard to practice.
一定要让神的灵充满。
We must be filled by the Spirit of God.
因为当你圣灵充满的时候，
For only when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
神会把他的爱啊，丰富的浇灌在你的心里。
God will abundantly fill us with His love.
那我们就很自然的可以把神的爱把它彰显出来。
And then very naturally, we will able to manifest the love of God to those around us.
请看罗马书第五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 5.
第五节。
Romans 5 verse 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5. Romans 5 verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。所以我们一个常常被圣灵充满的人，
So a person who has constantly been filled by the Holy Spirit,
很自然的在他的生活当中啊，会流露出一种非常高超的爱心来。
Very naturally, in the course of his life, he will have a great love.
所以有的人虽然在患难当中、受逼迫当中，
so even those who are in who are under persecution or hardship,
他还是为那些逼迫他的人，还为他们祷告。
He will even pray for those who persecute him.
好像斯提凡。
Just like the martyr Stephen.
虽然人家用石头把他打得他已经快死掉了。
Although those around him have tried to stone him to death.
他还祷告说，父啊，你不要把这个罪啊归在他们身上。
Yet he called out and said, Father, Lord, please do not remember their sins.
因为他们是无知的。
For they are ignorant.
因为尸体晚被圣灵充满。
Because Stephen was filled by the Spirit.
所以他满有神的爱啊，就彰显出非常高超的一种爱心。
And so he was filled with God's love and was able to manifest this highest level of love towards his enemies.
圣灵的果子的第二项就是喜乐。
The second fruit of the Spirit is joy.
那这个喜乐在原文上的意思啊，就是内心里面啊，还有它的表现上啊，非常的光明，非常的祥和。
The meaning in the original text of joy is that in inwardly and outwardly, it is very bright.
说在他一点那个阴影的情况都没有。
That there is not even one speck of darkness.
但是我们知道这种喜乐啊，不是靠着物质的条件或者我们的生活环境能够得到的。
And we know that this kind of joy cannot be gained.Received by our external surroundings.
所以保罗虽然为了传道理啊，受到很多的苦。
So Paul, although he, because of preaching the gospel, he endured many
hardships. 他受逼迫啊，被下在监里。
He suffered persecution and was imprisoned.
他写罗腓立比书啊，给腓立比的教会。
He wrote the letter of Philip to the Philippians.
那我们从头看到尾啊，腓立比书啊，充满着喜乐。
And when we look at the book of Philippians from start to finish, it is full of joy.
啊，那也一直劝勉当时的信徒说啊，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
He also exhorts the members there to always rejoice.
因为这个喜乐不是靠环境来的。
For this joy does not come from your surroundings.
虽然他本来啊有身份、有背景、有地位。
Although he had a high status and his background was very good.
但是他说啊，这些东西啊。 对他要得到主的救恩根本没有什么帮助。
But he says that all those things had no effect or had no help to him to his salvation.
所以为着要得到耶稣基督啊，他宁可放弃这一些啊，说那些好像粪土一样。
And so in order to receive Christ, he gave up all those things.
因为他知道说得到耶稣是至宝。
For he knew that receiving Jesus was the ultimate treasure.
啊，即使保罗 信主了以后啊，为着传道理他，舍弃他物质上所有的东西。
Paul, due to preaching the gospel, he gave up all his material possessions.
身份、地位、财物通通没有掉了。
His status, his wealth, he let go of all of it.
但是他却能够有一种非常喜乐的心。
Yet he was able to have a very joyful heart.
所以让我们知道说啊，这个真正的喜乐啊，不是靠着物质的条件，靠着物质的。 环境得到的。
It tells us that receiving true joy does not come from the material things that we have or from our surroundings.
所罗门做王的时候，享尽荣华富贵。
When Solomon was king, he enjoyed all the riches and wealth.
他说啊，我所看到的、所想要的，没有一件东西留下不给自己享受。
He says that whatever I saw and wanted, there was nothing that I could not have.
那他说啊。 眼看看不饱啊，耳听听不足啊。
He says that, but seeing and hearing, I cannot be satisfied.
虽然享尽人生的荣华富贵啊，但是他觉得非常的虚空。
So even though he enjoyed all the good things in life, yet he felt empty inside.
他的体会是，人所经历是极重的劳苦。
And what he experienced was that men have to labor.
所以他觉得说。 入光之下，物质的东西啊，没有办法让我们真正得到满足。
And so he says that everything under the sun cannot give us true satisfaction.
所以真正的喜乐啊，不是靠物质来，而是借着圣灵充满，靠神带给我们的。
True joy does not come from the things under the sun, but rather through the spiritual things that God gives us.
所以主耶稣曾经对一个撒玛利亚妇人说啊，
Jesus once told a Samaritan woman.
你喝了这个井里的水，还会再渴。
When you have drank this water from the well, you will thirst again.
渴了以后还要再拿水喝，永远没有办法满足。
And you will need to fetch water to drink again. You will never be satisfied.
但是人如果喝了我所赐的水，就要在他的腹中成为泉源，一直到永到永生。
But if you receive the water, if you drink of the water that I give you, then there will be a well springing forth, full of living water inside you.
因为唯有主耶稣赐给我们生命的活水啊，才能够让我们的喜乐满足啊。
For only this living water that the Lord Jesus gives us can give us a true joy.
所以主耶稣说，渴的人都可以到我这里来。
So Jesus says that those who are thirsty, you may come to me.
我要让他从腹中啊流出活水的江河来。
I will let them flow streams of living water.
因为借着圣灵的充满。 让我们的喜乐满足啊，从内心不断的涌现出来。
For through the fullness of the Holy Spirit, that joy will be flowing like living water.
以色列人他们回来重建圣殿的时候，
When the Israelites came back to rebuild the temple,
啊，对不起，重建圣城的时候，
rebuild the palace.
啊，他们把圣城建好了。
After they have rebuilt it,
后来他们就在那里有一个读经的大会。
And they were there having a great meeting.
在读经当中啊，他们读到神的律法书。
And as they were reading through, they read through the books of the laws.
他们想到说，他们会国家亡掉，他们会被掳到外邦受苦。
They felt that their kingdom would be taken over, and they would be taken captive.
就是因为他们离弃了神的律法，没有遵守神的教训。
Because they have departed from the words and the laws of God.
所以当他们听到律法书语，众人就痛哭。
And so after they have saw this, they all wailed and cried deeply.
后来尼希米、以斯拉就安慰他们。
And then Ezra comforted.
说你们过去虽然迷失了，才受苦，但是我们现在归回了。
And so even, they said that even though you have suffered in the past, but now we have returned.
所以现在靠着神的恩典带给我们的喜乐，就会变成我们属灵上的一种力量。
And so by the grace of God, we have received the joy and it shall become, our strength.
所以告诉他们说不要再哀哭啦。
And so they comforted them, telling them no, not to wail any longer.
大家可以一起去吃喝享受神所赐的宴席啊，在那边喜乐。
And that they should all go eat, drink, from the feast that God has given them.
因为喜乐可以带给我们属灵上的力量。
For joy can bring us spiritual strength.
所以我们人生啊，真的很多让我们受苦的事情。
In our lives, there are many, things that, cause us to have hardships.
我们要靠着环境啊，靠着生活上的物质上的一些东西啊，带给我们喜乐 这是很难的。
For us to let our surroundings or material possessions, bring us joy is very, very hard.
我们真正的喜乐来源是从神来的，因为圣灵是喜乐油，会把神的爱充满在我们的心。
But our source of true joy comes from God, for He will, fill us, with the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然有说遇到不如意的环境，但是我们还是一样的欢欢喜喜。
So even though we may encounter unfortunate circumstances, we shall still rejoice.
所以我们看到使徒为了传道理被下监监理了。
Even though the disciples, the apostles who, because of preaching the gospel were imprisoned.
那些官长鞭打他们。警戒他们说不可以再奉主的名传道理了。
And the guards punished them and warned them no longer, to, preach the gospel of Christ.
结果他们从监里出来啊，大家很高兴啊，因为他们觉得说我们配为主来受苦。
But when they came out of prison, they were overwhelmed with joy because they felt that, they have sacrificed themselves for Christ.
很奇怪啊。受逼迫受凌辱还满心欢喜。
It's very interesting how they are, still so joyful even after all the beatings and
persecution. 保罗被放在监里面。
And Paul was imprisoned.
跟希拉两个人啊在那里唱诗祷告赞美神。
Paul and Silas, sang hymns and prayed together.
所以所有的囚犯都侧耳在听啊。
And all the other prisoners, listened to their, prayer and song.
结果这两个人啊真的不一样。
And these two were very, indeed very different.
虽然后来地大震动啊，锁链都脱落了，门都开了，但是他们都不想走。
And though the earth shook and trembled and their chains fell off, yet they did not try to escape.
因为他们充满着喜乐啊，就在监狱里面，监狱外面啊，根本就是一样的。
For they were so filled with joy that being, whether it being outside the prison was, was no different than being inside.
所以圣灵带给我们的喜乐啊，能够胜过环境。
So this joy that this Holy Spirit, can give us, can, we can overcome our surroundings.
请看诗篇的九十篇。
Please look at Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇十五节。
Psalm 90 verse 15.
诗篇九十篇的十五节。
Psalm 90 verse 15.
这是摩西的祷告。
This is the prayer of Moses.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子。和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。摩西谈到说啊，人生是70岁80岁。
Moses mentioned that, a man's life is 70 to 80 years.
说人生虽然很短暂，但是人生充满着劳苦愁烦呢。
That even though a person's life is short, but it is filled with afflictions and hardship.
因为充满着受苦受难的日子。
And it is filled with much suffering.
这是人因为我们始祖犯罪了以后，人生所带来的一个境况。
This is due to the original sin that our progenitors had committed.
虽然我们信主啦，我们在主恩典里面啦，但事实上我们还在带着肉体。
And although we believe in Christ and we are inside His, His family, yet we still carry, flesh.
我们还生活在这个物质的环境当中。
And we still live in this physical environment.
所以我们还是一样的劳苦叹息。
So we still, suffer and we still labor.
因为就是人在这个物质的环境当中啊，受到的基本上的一些限制。
For these are some of the limitations that we encounter in our environment.
这是一个受苦遭患难的一个环境。
This is a, environment of affliction and suffering.
像摩西说的，主啊，求你让我受苦的连住啊，能够带给我喜乐。
But Moses says, make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us.
所以这是真实的喜乐.
This is the true joy that he mentions.
因为有神的爱在你的心中, 充满着欢乐.
For the joy of God is inside you.
所以外在的环境, 不管什么艰难啊, 泛滥啊, 我们都能够胜过. 因为对我们来讲, 那已经是, 啊, 不必挂虑的事情.
And because the love of God is inside us, so we have overwhelming joy that can overcome any of our surroundings.
所以一个圣灵充满的人啊, 在生活当中会有一种属灵的喜乐表现.
And so a person who is truly filled with the Holy Spirit will have will be rejoicing constantly.
那再来第三个就是和平了.
The third fruit is peace.
那这个和平本来跟那个平安啊, 在原文上是同样一个字眼.
Peace is the same as being away from harm.
犹太人很喜欢用这个平安跟人家打招呼.
The Jews like to use the word shalom or peace to greet others.
啊,这个平安啊, 包括人跟人之间的和睦相处, 没有纷争.
This word means that there is this harmony and no tension between people.
啊,国际间啊, 没有征战. 哎呀,和睦相处.
And that there's no wars or fight fighting.
那更重要的就是我们内心里面的一种宁静.
But more importantly is what's the peace that is inside us.
所以在人际关系啊, 很和睦, 但是我们的内心里面却是非常的祥和.
And so even though we are in harmony with those around us, but even inside us, we have true peace.
所以这是真正平安啊, 和平的表现.
So this is what the true manifestation of this fruit of peace.
我们知道我们所领受的称为平安的福音, 也叫做和平的福音.
We know that the gospel that we receive is referred to as the gospel of peace.
能够带给我们属灵的平安.
It can bring us spiritual peace.
啊, 不管环境怎么变动, 但是主的爱充满在我们的心啊, 我们永远是非常的稳定, 非常的祥和.
No matter how turbulent our environment becomes, because of this peace, we will have stability amidst
it. 人跟人之间也是一样.
And the same with the relationships with others.
本来犹太人跟外邦人, 他们是没有办法和睦相处的.
Originally, the Jews were unable to get along with the Gentiles.
但是借着基督的爱说, 把中间的隔墙把它打破了.
But due to the Christ being the mediator, this wall of separation has been broken down.
都一起进到神的面前啊, 来敬拜神.
And so these two people were able to come together and worship God together.
所以我们所领受的是一种平安的福音,
so
也是和平的福音.
The gospel that we have received is a gospel of peace.
因为利比斯的第四章里面说, 我们要一无挂虑, 常常祷告。
Philippians chapter 4 says that we must not have any worries but pray constantly.
因为神的灵赐给我们以后啊, 会赐给我们意外的平安。
For God, from His Holy Spirit, will give us peace beyond our understanding.
所以有时候在一个非常不好的环境, 但是心灵面很宁静啊, 不着急。
And so even though sometimes we are in some dire circumstances, yet we are unfazed and we have peace in our hearts.
好像彼得啊, 他被抓去关在监里面。
Just as when Peter was taken to prison.
希律王已经打算说天亮了以后啊, 要把他抓出来, 要把他杀掉了。
King Herod had decided that he would execute Peter in the morning.
所以派四班的兵丁啊, 每一班四个人啊, 来看守。
And so he sent four guards to watch over him.
所以他晚上还是一样照睡啊, 睡得很沉啊。
But yet Peter was sleeping peacefully throughout that night.
所以那个时候, 教会的人啊, 切切为彼得祷告。
For all the members of the church were were praying for him.
所以神就派天使啊, 到监狱里面去。
And God sent an angel into the prison.
因为彼得睡得很沉啊, 拍他, 拍不醒, 我拍他肋旁啊, 肋旁比较敏感啊, 把他拍醒来。
Since Peter was sound asleep, the angel had to wake him by tapping his side.
然后天使带着他监狱的门啊, 一层一层打开了。
And the angel led him through the prison.
那以为在做梦呢。
Peter thought he was dreaming.
啊，等到天使把他带到街上啊，天使走掉了，他醒过来。
Until the angel took him to the road and left him, Peter.
错，原来真的神派天使啊，啊把我从监狱当中啊。
And Peter realized that God had sent an angel to lead him out of the prison.
啊，为什么第二天已经要把他处死了，他还能够在那边呼呼大睡呢？
But how was Peter able to sleep so soundly, even though he knew he was to be executed the next day?
一点都不着急。
He was not worried at all.
因为他的内心有真正属灵上的平安呢。
For he had true peace inside him.
所以这种的平安真的相当宝贵。
So this peace is indeed very precious.
啊，这个不是你得到很多的财物啊，很高的地位，很多物质的条件啊，可以带给你平安的。
This is not the kind of peace that you can receive if you have gained much wealth or status or material possessions.
啊，这个平安是从神那里赐给你的。
But this peace is one that is given to you by God.
所以让我们心中有一个非常笃定可靠的一种力量。
And so that in our hearts we have a very sure and steady reliance.
虽然遇到任何环境一点都不着急。
So no matter what kind of circumstances we encounter, we will not be fazed.
所以仁爱、喜乐、和平是一个基督徒得到圣灵充满基本的特质表现。
These three fruits, love, joy, and peace, are the fundamental fruits that one receives when they receive the Spirit.
所以我们在看一个人的圣灵充满不只是看到说他会不会讲方言，身体是不是震动很大。
So when we see a person who is filled with Spirit, you do not observe him by whether he speaks in tongues very loudly or if his movements are great.
当然那是一种外在的充满。
Of course, those is kind of, that is a manifestation in the physical.
但是更重要的是，神的灵进到我们内心里面，让我们的整个生命更新变化。
But more importantly, it is God's Spirit entering inside us that we can change and be transformed.
所产生的一种属灵生命的特质。
And this natural trait that comes forth from receiving the Spirit.
这个比外在的充满更重要。
This is even more important than the physical aspects.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
436首。
Let's sing hymn 436.